Are you wondering how to sell a coaching program? You don't have to look any further. I've got the answer for you in this edition of the Inside BS Show. Hi, my name is Dave Lorenzo, and here are the five steps to selling a coaching program. You'll notice at the bottom, there's a sixth step, and that's the secret to success. You're not gonna wanna miss the sixth step. Stay with me all the way through the video. Let's dive right into the content and go with step number one. You want to sell a coaching program, what you need to do is first identify your ideal client. If you target everyone, you're not going to land anyone as your ideal client. So the first thing you need to do is determine who's the ideal client for your coaching program. This means who can you deliver the most value to? Who can get the best results? If you've started a coaching program already and you've got two or three clients who are getting great success from you, figure out who their competitors are and go after those people. Figure out who they associate with and go after those people. If you're just starting your coaching program, think to yourself, who can I help that I can deliver the best results for? When I started my coaching program, it was back in 2008. I had a consulting business and I was going out and I was a professional speaker. People would pay me to speak over 70 times a year and there was a lot of travel involved. But what I decided to do was I said, look, I'm going to create a coaching program that's going to provide me with a foundation of recurring revenue. And I initially targeted lawyers. Why did I initially target lawyers? Well, my first three clients for coaching happened to be lawyers. And the reason they came to me and they told me this was because my business development process really resonated with them. You see, I was kind of raised as a consultant and I delivered value through educational marketing. I would go do speeches, I would go do educational seminars, and two or three people from each seminar would come up to me with an interest in working with me afterwards, and I would sign them up. Often these people were lawyers, so what did I do? I targeted that group of people, lawyers, as a market niche. I identified them as my ideal clients, and then I went after them with a vengeance. If you look at my YouTube channel from 2008, 2009, 2010, almost every video is about lawyers and law firm marketing. These days, I help people in all different industries, particularly professional services, with sales, with marketing, and with business development. I've expanded out, but I started with my marketing focused on a specific niche. I want you to do the same thing. I want you to identify your ideal target audience, and I want you to reach out to them the way I'm reaching out to you right now. The second thing you need to do, step number two, is uncover the goals or the problems of your ideal audience. When I first started working with lawyers, I knew their challenge was they were working a lot of hours and not making enough money to spend the time they wanted with their family. So I branded my business and the tagline for my business was, I help lawyers make a great living and live a great life because that's what they were looking to do. Now I help all professionals. I help everyone in service businesses make a great living and live a great life. But the mission at the time was to help them make money and spend more time however they wanted. And that's what I help you do these days. So I know what your goals are. Your goals are to make a lot of money and spend your discretionary time how you want to. I've uncovered those goals. I've also uncovered the problems. The challenge that you're facing right now is you're not able to target clients in mass. And that's what this video is all about. I'm helping you employ leverage to target your ideal clients. You've got to do the same thing. What problem do you solve for your clients? What problem do you help your clients solve? What goals are you helping your clients achieve? When you're clear on that, your message is easy to deliver because it resonates with people. The third step in how to sell a coaching program is to deliver value first. Look at my YouTube channel. There are 700 plus videos on my YouTube channel right now. Each one of them will help you make more money and get home on time for dinner. I deliver value every single day. There's a brand new video that goes up here every day, Monday through Friday. You and I have a relationship. It's appointment viewing. You come to see me every day because I'm delivering value to you first. You're gonna think to yourself at some point, geez, Dave delivers so much value in these free videos. If I paid him, I wonder how much value I would get. Let me share something with you. you wouldn't just get double the value if you paid me. You'd get 10, 15, 20 times the value that you're getting out of the videos because I'll customize and tailor the solutions for you and I'll hold you accountable. But that's beside the point. Delivering value first is what we're talking about. And you can deliver value by doing YouTube videos, by writing articles, by giving speeches, by doing educational seminars, by doing webinars, by hosting Zoom meetings. Deliver value first and people will come to you in droves because they'll understand that the value you give for free is huge, but the value they pay for is exponentially greater. The fourth step in this process is to qualify prospective clients. Look, I'm not gonna BS you. This is the inside BS show. I'm taking you inside the BS, so I'm not gonna keep you on the outside. The people that will often have great conversations with you, they don't have any money. They don't have two dimes to rub together. So you've got to be very careful and not waste your time with people who aren't qualified to work with you. In order to be qualified, somebody needs to have money. They need to be able to afford you. They need to have a problem you can solve. They need to have the ability to make a decision on working with you, and they have to have urgency. They have to want to solve the problem. They have to want to take your advice. If they have those four things, they're qualified. If they have three of the four, but they're not ready to work with you right now, that's fine. Just follow up with them over time, continue to deliver value, and when they're ready, they'll reach out to you. If they don't have the other three, they don't have money, or they don't have a problem you can solve, or they're not a decision maker, run away from them as fast as you can. Don't waste your time trying to nurture people who don't have money, who don't have a problem you can solve, or who aren't decision makers. The only people we nurture are people who have those three things, but don't quite have the urgency to work with us just yet. The fifth step is to make an offer and follow up. You need to make offers to people who've decided that they're interested in you. Now, the offer should be for a gateway product or a service. What does that mean? It should be an introductory product or a service that's very easy for people to invest in. It provides them with immediate results, and it can demonstrate your integrity and your ability to help them, and it can demonstrate that you're really interested in them and delivering value to them. So making an offer is critical, but following up is even more critical. You need to communicate with everyone in your database every single week. The follow-up process is essential. If you don't follow up, you're gonna miss out on 90% of the clients that you could capture. I'm gonna say that again. If you don't follow up, you're going to miss out on 90% of the clients that you could potentially work with. All right, now we're up to step six, and that's the secret to success. That's right, I'm gonna share with you a secret. You've gotta have a system to attract your clients, to move them through the pipeline, to convert suspects to prospects, to convert prospects to clients, and take clients and deepen the relationship. Now, you can spend 30 years developing and refining a system, and when you're 70, your system will be ready to go. Or you could take my system, which is absolutely free. It's a gift I'm going to give to you right now, and you can leverage that system in your coaching business to sell your coaching program right now. You want to sell your coaching program? Use this system. Here you go. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com, all together, one word. Go to that website. Enter your contact information there. When you do, you'll be able to download my system for selling coaching. That's right. I'm giving it to you for free. Download the system, answer the questions at the end of that little booklet, and you'll customize the system for your practice. If you want help, you can reach out to me and I'm happy to help you. You can download the system that's taken me 30 years to perfect. Use it in your coaching business right now. That's how you sell a coaching program. You want more? I've got more for you. There's a video right down below. Click on that video. It's part of our coaching series. It's going to teach you how to build a great coaching business that allows you to make more money and get home on time for dinner. Click that video right now, and I'll see you in our next video. Go ahead, click it. It's free. You got nothing to lose. Click it right now.